Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from SmoothieShred.com and best-selling author of Miracle Metabolism, How to Achieve a More Fitter, Healthier, Leaner Body Faster at Any Age. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a topic known as bioindividuality. Does it actually exist? Is there really merit to it? How did we even get on this topic? Bioindividuality is the idea that each human being needs a completely customized and different set of nutrients in order to survive and thrive. Is that true? Well, this came up when a bunch of paleo enthusiasts have been coming to us and getting sick. And when we post results of how we've been able to reverse their diseases that was caused by the paleo diet, we got a lot of comments online from people saying and believing that there's something called bioindividuality, and there are some people that need meat and others that don't. Well, Dr. Brooke Goldner, my wife, also best-selling author of the book Goodbye Lupus, shares her experience and her insights on this, and you definitely want to listen to this if you are considering or are currently on the paleo diet.
You know, the paleo diet is popular, but it's not only misguided, it's actually dangerous. I'm a specialist in helping people reverse autoimmune diseases using supermarket foods. And what I know is how foods can not only make you sick, but how you can use them to heal. I've had quite a number of people come to me that have autoimmune diseases that were either made worse or began with their switch to paleo. For example, there's one woman I saw who had never been fit in her life. And so she decided to join CrossFit gym and go on a paleo diet. She was just eating chicken and eggs all day long. And not only did she get a six-pack for the first time in her life, but she developed lupus. She had crippling arthritis to the point that she couldn't exercise anymore. She couldn't even play with her kids. Within 2 weeks on my program, which is all raw fruits and vegetables and omega-3s, high water, no animal products at all, the arthritis was gone. Another man who already had lupus, diagnosed, had hair loss, and had arthritis, couldn't go out in the sun, went online, Googled, and saw, oh, there's people saying that you can heal autoimmune disease with a paleo diet. Went on a paleo diet, and he went from just having lupus with arthritis to lupus nephritis. His kidneys were failing. And he's actually gone back and forth where when he follows my program, plant-based 100%, his kidneys go back to normal. When he adds meat, boom, kidneys start going back down again. It is dangerous to do. Now listen, there's lots of ways to hack your body. And if you think about it, if you're trying to lose weight, sure, you can exercise and eat salad, but you could also use chemotherapy. You could also starve yourself and you'll get the same result of losing weight. Same thing with muscle building. There's lots of different ways to hack your body and build muscle, but not all of them are good for you. And if you're on a diet that's really high in animal products, specifically meat and butters and dairy products, any of those things, then you might be able to get the six-pack and the muscles you're looking for, but you will be killing your internal organs. You're going to be attacking your immune system by creating rampant amounts of inflammation, as well as hurting your heart. You know, when I was a medical student, the only time I saw people in the hospital for chest pain that were 40 years old or younger, they were either using cocaine or it was bodybuilders who were eating tons of meat every day. And that was the first time I ever saw that if you eat tons of meat every day, you could start having chest pain and heart attack symptoms as young as your 40s. And many bodybuilders end up with devastating heart disease. So eating lots of meat, sure, you can do that and you can build muscle, but you're also going to make yourself sicker. If you've already got autoimmune disease, you're putting your life in danger. I've seen multiple people come to me already having autoimmune disease. They went on bone broth and meat, and then they developed kidney failure. So it's not doing you any good. And if you're wondering why some people think they're getting better, well, most of those folks went from the standard American diet of eating tons of junk food and dairy and other things and processed foods to eating a paleo diet, which had a lot of meat but was much cleaner than it used to be. So they're better than they used to be and they notice an improvement. But when it comes to full reversal, I've never seen anybody completely reverse their autoimmune diseases the way I myself did more than 13 years ago, and the way all of my clients have full reversal, normal labs, normal organ function. I've never seen it happen without it being 100% plant-based. You got to do it right. So this is my public service announcement, people. You really have to be careful. Paleo, keto, all of these plans might give you short-term aesthetic or benefit based on what you're doing before, but in the long term, you're putting your life in major danger.
The full video version of Brooke's segment in this podcast can be found at smoothieshred.com in the video library. Search for the video entitled The Bio-Individuality Myth. And while you're visiting smoothieshred.com, feel free to browse all of our video trainings. They're all for free, including our smoothie recipes. And you can join our free Facebook community where Brooke and I come on almost every week and answer questions live, as well as give guidance and support. We have a community of thousands from all over the world who make up our Smoothie Shred community. You can join that also at smoothieshred.com. Well, I hope you got a lot out of this episode. If you want to, you can reach us. Again, just go to smoothieshred.com. You'll be able to find all of our links to our social media where you can join our conversations. We'd love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed this episode and got a lot out of it. This is your host again, Thomas Tadlock from smoothieshred.com, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.